What's going on? It's Alo's Work, and I am here at this like studio rehearsal room. And in this rehearsal room, this is where bands be practicing. This is called Pirate. They actually are all over the United States and all over UK and London. And this is a good example of Los being stuck in America. When I tell you that the main, everything I do, I find a way to mess it up. I do very good work, but I mess up a lot of things. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was relationship stuff. So Stuck in America is like about these different categories, relationships, lifestyle, things that put me together. And I don't have like a real big team yet, but I'm sure that's coming. I've had a big team before. And I just wanted to start doing these mini pods again because I never did it before, but I just wanted to start doing it because I feel like this is my source of therapy and expression, and I can't wait till I have everything perfect to get it done. That's why I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm going to drop this. Whoever bang with it, bang with it. So this is Stuck in America. These are our first few episodes, and these mini-sodes are going to be coming out literally like almost every day. The goal is to drop one every day or every other day. I haven't made a decision yet, but I will, so stay tuned for that. But for the most part, this is just a message like, yo, you got to just step out there and jump on whatever you want to go jump on. Pause. So terrible. I done jumped on some things though. And I done jumped on some things. Let's just say that. In this first episode, I'm just going to give you a brief real quick. So Stuck in America is about my life stuck in America and the idea that mindsets we have are normally like stuck in America, meaning like no matter where you live at in the world, if you are born, raised, got family here, you grew up here, then more than likely you're stuck in America. Why? Because everything that encompasses your life is in America. So your family, your loved ones, unless your whole family move, then you're going to be stuck in America. That's one. Stuck in America is the mindsets that's around us. Like every day putting on the news and putting out there on the TV and all that stuff. And I'm like, yo, why is this important? I just feel like a lot of stuff that we talk about in America is not important, but I'm going to talk about it and give my thought process on it. I'm going to give my expression, my point of view, because like, I always want to escape the thought. I want to think outside the box of what's happening. So some of the people I like who do that is, of course, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy. This is The Breakfast Club. Morning. Those people definitely have a big inspiration on my life. Little do they know. Maybe they know a little bit. Also, man, Rude Boy back in the day. Rude Boy was a Jamaican in Baltimore City. I want to shout him out. He's the Collegiate Lux wear. A lot of people wearing his clothes all over the United States. I remember when he started from nothing. Well, not really started from nothing, but restarting from nothing. His building burned back in a few years ago. I was there. I started my graphic design career there. But doing so helped me to go to the next level in life and start to broaden my mind to think outside of what I was seeing. So that was like a catalyst for my change in life. Because when I was young, I ain't going to say I was dumb, but I was definitely creative. Let's just leave it there. And I say that to say basically, Stuck in America is about being in America, but looking at life outside of the general point of view. We got politics we're going to be talking about, stuff that's coming up in the world. Like, don't get too brainwashed and too hype over the news. I do want to talk about the baddies a little bit. That's not my favorite show, but I feel like the world and the girls is on baddies. I also want to talk about, like, I think it's strange, like, all the girls just be twerking all the time. That just be blowing my mind. Like, why everybody twerking? Like, and twerk, get it in, but I remember I used to go to church, and when I used to go to church, yo, they was twerking. Well, they wasn't twerking, but it was an African church, and they be dancing like this. And I used to be like, dang, they bust fat, but also felt like a spiritual connection when was in twerking. So, okay, cool. There's a balance to twerking. I feel like get your balance on. You got to balance your twerk life out. You got to have a twerk life balance. You know what I mean? Get your twerk life balance together. But yeah, so the world is definitely like automatic. I don't understand. Like, if you're a rapper, I just thought it was weird when I was younger. Like, rappers, women started to like be super sexual, but not just super sexual, saying sexual stuff, but just like twerking, like getting on the floor, basically being strippers. And shout out to all my strippers. I love strippers because strippers are the most transparent people I ever met. And I know I'm running through a lot because I'm stuck in America. I think this is how I think all day long. And sometimes I have great conversations. Sometimes people are like, bro, you talking too much. Like, just be quiet. All right, well, I'll be quiet then. I don't know how many minutes I've been going for. But these mini-sodes are to get y'all warmed up, get y'all a little lit about what's going to be in Stuck of America. Stuck of America is going to follow my life and progression, my levels, and my way to success. And all the silly stuff I do, like book this little studio room to record this in. And it look like nighttime, but it's a vibe. Tell me what you think. But I'm going to shoot this, you know what I mean. But Stuck in America is about that. Stuck in America is about people who literally stuck in America, like people who got felonies and can't leave, people who owe child support like myself, and people who, you know, just be stuck in America. Like, no matter, a lot of times we don't think further enough to say, like, oh, we should apply grace to our own people. Like, black people, we need to apply grace to our own people. Because it's like we just automatically think everybody's just supposed to know and have it going on mentally. And I'm just like, bro, they don't. Like, but anyway, Stuck in America, Stuck in America, Stuck in America. So follow Stuck in America. Also, oh yeah, I'm gonna get on my dating life talk about that. I'm about to talk about Hinge on maybe this next episode. So yeah, it's going to feel real, real crazy because I'm going to talk like this and then I'm going to be like, all right, it's the next episode. So on the next episode of this audio part and some visual, we about to talk about Hinge. And I'm on Hinge and I paid for it too. And I'm going to tell you my experience about that. So stay tuned. Stuck in America, let's go. Pod 001.